Armadoxy for today, Christian courage. Archbishop Diran Nersoyan, of blessed memory, was one of the brilliant minds of the Armenian Church in the 20th century. His accolades are many, but among the top was his vision for having an Armenian seminary in the United States. He founded the St. Nerses Armenian Seminary. Intellectually, his translation of the Holy Divine Liturgy is still the foundation upon which other translations are offered. He was elected Patriarch of the Armenian Patriarchate of Jerusalem and served as Primate of the Eastern Diocese. He was brilliant and sharp. In his senior years, he would attend summer conferences at the St. Nerses Armenian Seminary, where young students would have the chance of a lifetime to engage in conversation with him. To many of us, he was a walking encyclopedia of Christian church knowledge and a special volume on the Armenian church. He was a pioneer in many respects. As a bishop, he courageously challenged some of the rules of the church. For instance, as a primate, he saw the tremendous need for clergy in the post-genocide diasporan church, and so he ordained a group of priests before they were married. Now, one of the laws of the church is that if a candidate for the priesthood is to marry, marriage must take place before ordination. But as a primate, he made the courageous decision that the need for priests outweighed the respect for the rule. The church refers to this as economia, which allows for discretionary deviation from the letter of the law in order to adhere to the spirit of the law and charity. It takes clear vision and courage to take these bold steps, and Archbishop Diran's choice to ordain these priests was truly an act of economia. In 1989, I was pastoring the St. Andrew Armenian Church in Cupertino, California. We published a small newsletter called the Nachagoch, meaning the first call, a playoff of the St. Andrew the Disciple nickname. He was referred to as Nachagoch, that is, the first called disciple of Jesus Christ. Each edition of the paper would include a pastoral message and commentary about social events. Archbishop Diran wrote me that year. I had met him only casually, but to receive a letter by this revered archbishop, for me, was like being called out at a concert by the superstar on the stage because he said he recognized you. Me? Yes, you. The letter was an invitation to edit a theological journal for the St. Nerses Seminary. Archbishop was receiving this newsletter and read my articles, and he wanted to place me in charge of a journal for religious thought at the seminary. In his letter, he mentioned that he had read a piece I had written for the San Jose Mercury News about the 1988 film The Last Temptation of Christ. The film was based on Nicholas Kazantzakis' book by the same name. Kazantzakis was better known as the author of Zorba the Greek. I had read The Last Temptation in college. It helped me form much of my expressions of theology. And so I was quick to watch this movie. The epic movie directed by Martin Scorsese hit the theaters that year and was causing a stir. Christian groups and churches were protesting the movie, threatening to close down theaters and sponsors because the film dared to present Jesus in human light. The last temptation of Christ, Kazantzakis imagined, was Jesus on the cross, being approached by the tempter who offers him a normal life with wife and kids if he abandons the cross. Okay, spoiler alert, he doesn't. But that didn't seem to matter with the movie-going public of the time. Kazantzakis's book flirts with Christology, a topic which divided the early Christian church. In seminary, we studied the Council of Chalcedon, 451 AD, and the variations of Christological expressions extensively. I was not about to touch any of these points in a newspaper article. Instead, I questioned our fear and our doubt to ask these questions. Like, why would we be afraid to think and struggle with our faith? And especially with the main character of our faith, namely Jesus Christ. Receiving Archbishop Didon's letter, the foremost authority on Church's Christology and his approval of the article and my positioning, was a boost of confidence that I needed at that early point in my ministry. Even more, his encouragement emphasized the need to bridge the gap between theoretical and practical theology. Jesus came to us. Jesus lived in a real world and spoke to the issues and problems of this world. He made the divine realm accessible to everyone. As a church, we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It takes Christian courage to be the instrument to bring thy will from heaven to earth. Tomorrow we'll look at what happened when I accepted Archbishop Didon's invitation and I found myself in a place that was too deep. Join me.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.